各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
我们这个世界充满一些警告的信息。
In this world, there are many warning signs.
我们绿灯要转红灯的时候，有黄灯的警告。
Very applicable examples are, for a red light and a green light. When a green light turns into a red light, there's a yellow warning light in the middle.
我们台风来的时候有这种什么样几次台风的警告。
And when a typhoon comes, there are certain weather patterns that we can monitor as well.
这个恐怖分子要攻击美国，我们用不同的颜色来做警告。
And now that because of Homeland Security, there are colors to indicate the threat level for a terrorist attack.
那在古代圣经里面，当遇到危险的时候，有一种吹号的警告。
And in the Old Testament, when there's danger, there's often a sign that, that is accompanied by a trumpet.
我们来看民数记第十章。
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记第十章第九节。
Numbers. Chapter 10, verse 9.
十章第九节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 9.
十章第九节。
Chapter 10, verse 9.
你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声，便在主你们的神面前蒙纪念，也蒙拯救，脱离仇敌。当敌人要来打我们的时候，我们要吹出大声的号。
When an adversary comes and oppresses us, we need to sound an alarm with trumpets.
那这样子我们就能够蒙神拯救。
And then we can be saved by the Lord.
也蒙神纪念。
And be remembered by the Lord.
所以今天晚上想用吹响末世的号筒做题目来一起勉励。
So today I'd like to use the topic of sounding the trumpets of the end day for our encouragement.
我们都知道主耶稣来的时候就是末世的起头。
We know that when Lord Jesus comes, it is the beginning of the end time.
所以耶稣来的时候他就说天国近了。
That's why when Lord Jesus came, he said, kingdom of heaven is near.
那门徒都以为耶稣很快就要来临。
So all the disciples thought that Jesus would come right away, but come again right away.
后来彼得在连祷的时候还提到说，不是单言，是要宽容你们，所以主耶稣来迟了。
But rather, Peter, when he was a little older in age, he said that the Lord is not late in coming, but he is patient so that everyone may repent and be saved.
我们都知道我们现在是进入末日的末期。
We all know that this is the very end of the end times.
因为以色列已经复国。
Because Israel has regained their kingdom.
因为真教会已经兴起。
Because the true church has appeared.
因为圣经上很多预兆有关末世的都渐渐的在实现。
Because all the signs of the end times described in the Bible are appearing before our eyes.
所以在这个时代我们要吹响末世的号筒。
So today let us sound the trumpets of the end day.
所以今天想用圣经来跟大家看三点哦。
So today I'd like to study three points from the Bible.
就是这个号筒在圣经上到底有什么目的？
And first is what is the purpose of sounding the trumpet in the Bible?
那在末世的真教会、末世的圣教会时代里面呢，又记载七位天使吹了七支号筒。
And in the churches in the end times, the Bible describes seven angels carrying seven trumpets.
他们那个到底代表什么意思？
And what do these seven angels, seven trumpets mean?
我们再来谈一谈这个时代，我们本身也要负起吹响末世号筒的责任。
And lastly, we'll study why we should sound the trumpet, our own trumpets in the last end days.
从这样看起来，当然吹号有很多的目的。
And from the Bible, we see that there are many purposes of blowing trumpets.
我们就专注来谈这个跟灾难有关系的这个目的。
But we'll focus on the trumpet blowing regarding disasters.
我们看阿摩士书三章第六节。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 3, verse 6.
阿摩士书三章第六节。
Amos chapter 3, verse 6.
在何西阿书、耶尔书后面。
It is behind Hosea and Joel.
阿摩士书三章第六节。
Amos chapter 3 verse 6。
真必到城中若吹角，百姓岂不惊慌呢？灾祸若临到一城，岂非神所降的吗？真必到说呢，城中一吹角百姓都会惊慌的。
Here it says that when the trumpet is blown, the people will become afraid.
因为吹角代表是一种灾祸的来临。
Because the trumpet is a sign that disaster is coming.
神啊，借着阿摩斯的口，在警告以色列百姓，将来有一个王国的来临。
And God through the prophet Amos was warning the people that their kingdom was about to be destroyed.
当时候会有吹号啊，因为灾祸要来临，警告灾祸的来临啊。
And there'll be a trumpet blown in the city because disaster is coming.
我们再往前翻耶尔书前面一卷耶尔书。
Let's turn to the book before in the book of Joel.
第二章第一节。
And chapter 2 verse 1.
耶尔书第二章第一节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 1.
你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要欢赞，因为主的日子将到，已经临近。这边提到说主的日子将到的时候呢，要吹出大声的角。
Here it says, when the day of the Lord is coming, we have to blow the trumpet.
这耶和华的日子啊，在旧约啊，当然是指的他们啊，遇到大灾难的日子。
These prophets are prophesying
the day of the Lord.
Relating to the day of the Lord.
Refer to the great tribulations in that generation. 那这个神的主的日子，耶和华的日子。这也是预言将来末世的来临。
But the day of the Lord is also can represent the end time, the end times.
那个时候呢，在锡安啊，就是在教会里面呢，我们要吹出大声，要吹角，吹号。
And at that time, we have to blow the trumpet in Zion, which is our church.
那为什么要在教会里面做这样的吹号呢？
So why do we
在锡安做这样的吹号呢？
Why do we have to blow the trumpet in church or in Zion?
我们看十二节十三节。
Let's look at verses 12 and 13.
耶尔书二章十二节十三节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 12 to 13.
主说：虽然你们如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。十三节。
13.
你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。归向主你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所收的灾。这个吹号除了警告百姓说灾害要来之外呢，也是促进了百姓啊要认罪悔改。
And this trumpet signifies that besides the end days are coming, but the people have to also repent.
在今天来讲，当耶稣再来的日子，我们要做传警告，说主耶稣要再来了。
And when before Lord Jesus comes, we have to give the warning to everyone that Lord Jesus is coming again.
也要跟众百姓讲说呢，众人都要悔改归向神。
And we have to tell all people that repent and turn back to the Lord.
因为还不悔改的会跟世界一起灭亡。
Because those who do not repent will be destroyed with the world.
所以在幕后啊，在幕后啊，我们要做这样的吹号。
So in the end times, we have to sound this trumpet.
另外一个就是要招聚显明啊。
And third reason is to call for those who are saved.
我们看马太福音二十四章三十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 31.
这耶稣在谈到末后的日子。
And this is Lord Jesus talking about the signs of the end days.
马太福音二十四章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 31.
二十四章三十一节。
Chapter 24, verse 31.
他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声。将他的显明从四方，从天这一边到天那一边都招聚了来。吹号筒的一个目的就是呢，让凡属神的百姓呢都能够归向神。
And another reason for sounding the trumpet is to call all the people to come back to the Lord.
这边特别提到他的显明从四方来啊。
And here it speaks of his people will gather from the four.
从四方。
From the four winds.
从天的这一边到天的那一边过来啊。
From one end of the heaven to the other.
真耶稣教会到末世要传遍世界。
Lord, true Jesus Church in the end times will be spread throughout the world.
最后的号筒要响起，神的显明要被招聚啊。
And when the last trumpet sounds, his people will be gathered together.
这样一起来得到救恩呢。
And they'll be gathered for salvation.
当然，在末后的日子啊，我们要打很多的仗。
And of course, in the end times, we also have to fight many battles.
尤其到末后的日子啊，魔鬼从无底坑啊被释放。
Especially during the end times, the devil will be released from the bottomless pit.
到处欺侮啊，众神的子民。
And he'll come, deceiving many believers.
这时候我们就要预备打仗啊。
And at this time, we have to prepare and fight.
我们看哥林多前书十四章第八节。
Here in let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8.
十四章的第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
十四章第八节。
Verse 8。
若吹无定的号声，谁能预备打仗呢？所以我们知道号声啊，也是预备打仗用的啦。
So we also know the sound of trumpet is also a sound for us to prepare for battle.
比如说我们现在要开灵布道会了。
For example, we are going to have a spiritual convocation.
下个月开始啊。
Starting from.
下个月啊。
Next month.
是吗？
Yeah.
九月嘛，哈。
十月。
对不起。那我们这个时候就是要预备来打仗了。
And it is at this time we have to prepare for battle.
所以这个是我们看到啊，这个号筒啊。在圣经里面的一个目的。
So these are the many purposes of sounding the trumpet in the Bible.
所以在末世啊我们也要同样做这样一种吹号来警告世人。
So during these end times, we also have to sound the trumpet for these purposes.
我常常想如果我们现在不传福音呢？
And I think that sometimes wonder if we do not preach the gospel.
我们不吹号啊。
If we do not sound the trumpet.
将来不晓得。那些不信的人会不会控告我们
？I do not know if those. I wonder if those who have not those who do not believe if they'll accuse us.
我们可以想象那个财主在阴间里面受煎熬。
If we remember the rich man who is in Hades being punished.
拿撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham.
这个财主可以跟亚伯拉罕对话，说很多。
The rich man could speak many excuses to Lord Jesus.
将来我们也可以躺在亚伯兰的怀里。
Today, we can in the future we may also be in the bosom of Abraham.
如果我们没有做传警告的工作
，But if we do not do the work of warning others,
那个在阴间受苦的，在地狱受苦的，会不会控告我们呢
？Well, that person who is suffering in Hades, come and accuse us.
所以今天呢，我们要了解吹号的目的我们要在末世吹响警告的号筒。
So we also have to understand the meaning of blowing the trumpet and to also blow the trumpet in these end times.
那在启示录呢在谈到末世真教会的一个时期有七支号给七位天使吹响
And also in the book of Revelation, it speaks of seven angels carrying one trumpet each.
我们来看启示录的第八章七到十二节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 8, verses 7 to 12.
八章七到十二节。
Revelation chapter 8, verses 7 to 12.
这个比较长哈，我们来念一下。
Let's read this together.
八章七到十二节。
Revelation chapter 8, verses 7 to 12.
第七节有一第一位天使吹号，有袍子以火掺着血丢在地上。地的三分之一和树的三分之一被烧了，一切青草也被烧了。第八节。第二位天使吹号，就有仿佛火烧着的大山扔在海中，海的三分之一变成了血，海中的活物死了三分之一，船只也坏了三分之一。第十节。第三位天使吹号，有烧着的大星，好像火把从天上落下来，落在江河的三分之一和众水的泉源上。十一，这星名叫阴沉，众水的三分之一变为阴沉，阴水变苦，就死了许多人。第十二节。第四位天使吹号，日头的三分之一，月亮的三分之一，星辰的三分之一都被击打，以致日月星的三分之一黑暗了，白昼的三分之一没有光，黑夜也是这样。这谈到末后七位天使他们。一支一支的来吹号
Here it speaks of the end times. The seven angels blow their trumpets one by one.
如果我们看以利沙长老对这一段经文的解释
，And if we look at Elder Elisha's explanation of these verses,
他第一个号呢，他解释是在路上有这个大战争、大灾难甚至有原子弹到处射
He interpreted the first trumpet as many wars happening in the world and many bombs flying here and there.
所以呢，这个树跟地上的这个地三分之一被烧了。
And that's why one third of the trees and the grass were burned up.
第二，他就谈到也是类似的情形但是在海中因为这个有不但是有陆战，也有海战。
And the second trumpet he explained as the situation in Israel and the
that also occurs in the ocean.
The situation that also occurs in the ocean, because not only are there battles on land, but there's also battles in the sea.
那第四节就形容这个灾害的一个剧烈的情形，那越来越靠近人哦。
And verse 10 it speaks of this disaster coming closer and closer to people.
这个更厉害的，这个是更厉害的情形。他说是氢原子弹啊的一个，不但是原子弹，是氢弹啊的一个产生啊 ，nitrogen 是不是 ？nitrogen，hydrogen。
And verse 10, he describes that the situation is getting worse and worse, and the use of hydrogen bombs.
那十二节呢？他的解释是社会的情况会变得很黑暗。
And verse 12, he speaks of that the situation in the society will become very dark.
黄长老对起诉有很深的研究。
And Elder Huang, Elder Elisha has very deep understanding of Revelation.
但是这个一号到十号真正的情形，我们还要等着看呢，哦。
But we still have to wait for these signs from first four trumpets to appear.
但是我们如果仔细去注意到他那个受灾殃的地点呢。
But if we carefully study the places where these disasters occur.
第一个他受灾殃的地点是在地啊。
The first disaster happens on the ground.
第二个是在海。
Second is in the sea.
第三是在河或是重水的泉源。
The third is in the rivers and in the springs.
第四呢，就是在这个在日月星啊。
And the fourth is in the stars and the sun.
我们知道启示录的解释有两个层面呢。
And we know that in Revelation, there's always two aspects.
一个是属灵的层面，一个是属地的层面。
There's a spiritual aspect, and there's also a physical aspect.
如果从十二节看起来，这个日头三分之一黑暗，如果解释成属灵的层面是解释不通的。
And if we study verse 12, how the one third of the sun was struck, or
如果解释太阳是神这是解释不通的。
If we interpret the sun as God, then this does not make sense.
所以这应该是从属世的层面来解释比较有道理。
So we should look at this with the aspect of the physical aspect for it to make more sense.
那如果我们从这四号通通来从属世的层面来看。
So if we study these four trumpets in the aspect of the physical world.
那我们再看现在我们所处的世界。
And we look at the world today.
我们的确看到这个情形跟天使吹号之后的情形非常的相似。
We'll find out there are many similarities between what happens, what was recorded in the Bible, and what we see today in our world.
首先，我们看到这个三分之一的树跟地统统毁坏了。
First, let's look at the one third of the earth and the trees were burned up.
我找了一些资料了。
And I studied some. I found some. Materials.
就是看这个世界的一个演变跟圣经上记载到底相差多远，到底它的走向是一样的还是不一样的。
I was trying to figure out whether we can actually see these signs in the physical world.
我们知道亚马逊丛林它是森林最很茂密的一个地方
We know that the Amazon forest is a forest filled with life.
这边有一个资料说到2000年到2006年亚马这个巴西大概失落了150,000这个公里平方公里的一个森林。
And we see that from the year 2000-2006, Brazil lost nearly 150,000 square kilometers of forest.
这个区域大约是跟希腊的版图一样大。
And it's about the same size as the country of Greece.
那自从1970年之后大概有600,000平方公里的这个丛林被烧毁了。
And from ever since 19
被毁坏了。
Ever since 1970, there's over 600,000 square kilometers of that has been destroyed.
那我想这个树木清朝的一个消失不只是在巴西而已。
But I believe that this destruction of the grass does not occur only in Brazil.
如果你真的到 google.com 去做一下读一下资料。
If we go to google.com to do some research.
你会真的找到很多的资料就谈到说这个就谈到树在死亡的一个信息的。
We'll find that there are many signs that are pointing to the destruction of our forests and our land.
他会谈到就以美国的例子来讲。
And for example, in the United States,
他说美国有一种叫 dog woods 现在死得很厉害。
There used to be a tree called dogwood that has been becoming destroyed.
他说东西两岸有很多这个有很多这种菌伤害很多的树木。
And because there has been a disease that destroys many of these trees.
所以呢，这个我们这个世界这个树因为农业的关系因为畜牧的关系因为人 跟森林征地的关系呢它的数量正在急速的这个退减当中。
And truly, all the plants and vegetation we see is becoming less and less due to the influence of man.
这个是跟圣经上所记载的情形很像哦。
This is very close to the description that is recorded in the Bible.
那我们再看海
Now let's study the seas.
这个图片是从国家地理杂志最近的一篇文章摘录下来的。
And this picture is actually from National Geographic.
它这里面有一个文字记载的令人读了非常的肃穆惊心
And there is an author that
amazed 让人读了非常的觉得很讶异这样子。
And there is an article where when I read it, I felt very amazed.
他说现在海里面所游的鱼大概是几个世纪前的一个小小部分的一部分而已
records that the fish in the ocean are only a small portion of what it used to be.
虽然大家对于这个海里面的生物到底消失了多少有不同的一个研究。
Of course, there are many theories of how much of the life in the ocean has deceased.
但是一个共同的结论就是呢，有太多的船在追太少的鱼啊。
And but they all make the same conclusion that there are too many boats chasing too few fish.
那其中有人是提到说呢，现在的鱼比几个世纪以前少了。80%-90% 这么多
There are some theories that said that the fish has fallen from 80% to 90% since the past.
那如果是80%-90%这个资料是正确的
，And if this number 80% to 90% is correct,
这个比第二号所吹的海中的活物死的三分之一这个数字还要来的厉害。
This is even more severe than was recorded in the second trumpet.
那如果你再到 Google 去多读一些文章
If you go to Google to continue to study,
他会告诉你现在很多远洋渔业他们的技术太发达，就是捕那个渔船到沿海去捕船捕鱼的那个技术太发达。
They'll say that the technology to hunt fish is becoming more advanced.
所以几乎大小鱼通通被他们吃掉了，通通被他们抓走了。
So whether big fish or small fish, they're all captured by fishermen.
那因为很多大鱼被吃走了，所以现在的海星变得非常的多sea stars.
And because the fish are so few, it comes there's an overpopulation of sea stars.
那这个海星呢，对于这个 reef 对于这个reef reef 就是珊瑚礁的这样一种浅的地方它造成很大的损伤。
And because there are so many sea stars, it's actually damaging all the coral reefs around the world.
我们都知道这个珊瑚的这个盐，这个浅海的珊瑚礁地是很多鱼的一个食物的来源，他们可以说是提供资料显示呢，他们提供25%鱼所需要的东西
And these coral reefs actually are a very good spot for fish to feed and to reproduce, and it actually has 25% of the ocean life captured in these reefs.
对，如果你现在到夏威夷的哈龙马贝去游泳
If you go to the a coral reef in Hawaii.
Hanauma Bay,
Hanauma Bay.
你一定要先看一个影片
You have to first, you should first watch a movie.
那个影片就教你呢，你不要把你的脚踩在这个珊瑚上面。
And the movie will instruct you to not step on the coral reefs.
它会教你呢，不要喂鱼因为鱼有这些珊瑚来喂它们。
And it'll also instruct you do not feed the fish because the fish will get their own food from the coral reefs.
那这是一个承认的事实，就是现在的珊瑚这些能够提供海洋生命的这些呢，以一种很快的速度在消失掉。
But we find today that many of these coral reefs are being destroyed.
所以真的海中的生物到底有没有死掉三分之一呢？至少它是一个以极快的速度 在被人类在破坏掉。
So, the living creatures in the sea, we can see even if it hasn't been a one third, but their numbers is decreasing rapidly.
我们再看来第三个号吹响的时候，它的目标是在河里面呢。
And a third angel blew his trumpet, and all the rivers were affected.
不晓得你有没有办法看清楚这个照片啊？这当然提到河水的污染，很多鱼都死掉了。
I do not know if everyone can see the picture, but because of pollution, many of the rivers are destroyed.
我们都知道，河是我们仰赖饮水的来源。
We know that rivers are where we gain all our fresh water.
但是因为人类排了很多废气的东西啊，有时候不小心会流到河里面去啊。
But because we manufacture a lot, many of the pollutants may flow into the rivers.
所以常常看到河里有污染呢。
Therefore, we often see a lot of pollution in our rivers and lakes.
再次的，如果你到 Google.com 里面去搜寻一些文章
，And once again, if you go to Google.com to do some research,
他会告诉你松花江，告诉你长江，告诉你世界上很多的河，他们都有严重的污染呢。
They'll speak of many of the major rivers in the world have all been polluted.
甚至很多河鱼啊，他也警告你不要吃啊。
And they also warn you of eating the fish from these rivers.
这是第三号响起的一个情形。
This is the sign of the third trumpet.
那有人解释第四号日夜星黑暗的，这个是代表空气污染呢。
And the fourth trumpet, where the sky became dark, and this is regarding pollution of the air.
那我读到一篇文章，也令我觉得非常的 amazed 讶异。
And I also studied another article where I was very amazed.
他说这个空气的污染呢，会造成很多健康性的问题。
And they mentioned that the pollution of the air will cause many health problems.
不只是让你的耳朵、让你的眼睛让你的喉咙感到很痒。
Not only will it cause your ears, your eyes, and will irritate your ears, eyes, and throat.
也会造成这个呼吸的问题啊。
But also affect your breathing.
那有些在空气当中发现的一些化学元素呢？能够伤害你的这个能够让人有癌症。
And many of the particulates in the air will cause cancer.
甚至让人生下的孩子异常。
It'll also cause birth defects.
让人的头脑或者神经受损害。
It'll cause long-term damage to our head and our lungs.
所以我们这样看哦，我们看到现在的人常常有很多很奇怪的毛病啊。
And we can see that truly we have people have a lot of medical problems these days.
真的是跟我们所住的环境改变有关系啊。
As due to the changing nature of our environment.
这个空气的问题还有一种因为空气的关系而产生一种酸雨 acid rain.
And also because of pollution, there are many places with acid rain.
酸雨呢，他们又把它称为空中的死神，中国人称的了哦，空中来的死神呐。
And the Asians call acid rain the Grim Reaper from the sky.
它这个酸雨呢，不只是使水变酸了，也使那个很多农产地没有办法生产很丰富的食物。
And this acid rain not only is the rain acidic, but it causes the farmlands to not be able to produce any harvest.
让很多的鱼也没有办法在河里生存
了。And also destroys many of the fish in the rivers.
所以我们再看一号、二号、三号、四号，如果以这个属世的层面来看的话。
And if we look at the first, second, third, fourth trumpet, if we study this from a physical perspective,
如果我们在做一些研究，在读一些 Google 里面他们所做研究的文章的话，
if we study some of the articles on Google.com,
发现到很多都已经在这个时代发生了。
We'll find that many of these trumpets are already occurring in today's society.
我常在想一个问题哦。我在想一个问题哦。
I often think of a question.
启示录里面的天使啊，就是七个教会的七个使者，也被称为天使啊。
And that the seven angels in Revelation is also described as the seven churches.
The messengers of seven churches, they are also called angels.
The messengers of seven churches are also called angels.
这个天使这个字啊，在启示录里面有很多的含义啊，就圣经里面有很多的含义啊。
And the word these angels or messengers have a lot of meaning.
所以是不是真的到最后有一个 spiritual being 那个天使，那个属灵的天使真的你会拿着一个看得见的号在吹呢？或者是真的神要我们他的百姓就是在这个时代里面呢，吹 吹响那个警告的号筒。
I often wonder, will we actually see a spiritual being blowing a trumpet in the future, or is it that God requires us to blow the trumpet?
因为我们在神面前都是他的使者啊。
Because before God, we are all his messengers.
当然也有可能有一个真正的天使在末世的时候真的会吹号筒。
Of course, there may also be a real angel blowing a trumpet in the end.
但是我们 不能忽略我们本身的一个职责。
But we cannot neglect our responsibility.
如果我们不吹号啊，
because if we do not blow the trumpet,
真的地上的人很糟糕哦。
Truly, woe will come to the people on earth.
我们看启示录第八章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 8,
十三节。
Verse 13.
启示录第八章十三节。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 13.
八章十三节。
Chapter 8 verse 13.
我又看见一个鹰飞在空中，并听见他大声说：“三位天使要吹那其的号，你们住在地上的民，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾！”您知道吗？第五号、六号、七号啊，都是很严重的祸啊。所以在吹这三号之前呢，天使特别出来喊说。这是祸灾，祸灾，祸灾啊！
And if we continue to study after the verse 13, the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpet are all very serious and very bad disasters. That's why there is an angel warning us, woe, woe, woe.
那这个祸呢？这三个祸呢？会临到谁呢？
So these three woes, well, what will these apply to?
十三节特别提到说。会临到住在地上的民呢、啊、
？And verse 13 tells us that woe will come to the inhabitants of the earth.
在启示里面呢，我们不是住在地上的民的。
In Revelation, we are no longer the inhabitants of the earth.
我们是天上的民。
Because we are inhabitants of heaven.
我们住在是从天上啊降下来的耶路撒冷，我们是在耶路撒冷里面的百姓。
Now we are the people of the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that will come one day from the sky.
这个，所以五号、六号、七号啊，这几个。他所带来的灾祸不会临到我们身上。
So the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpets will not apply to us.
所以你看呢，五号啊，它只有临到额头上没有印记的人呢、啊。
That's why the fifth trumpet only
你如果读第九章第四节，这个只会临到啊头额上没有神印记的人。
If we study verse 4, the fifth trumpet will only apply to those. Who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
所以无论如何，我们已经很清楚了，这个祸呢，要住在地上的人，就是，所以我们要警告住在地上的人，要回头再来吹的，这个祸就会临到没有信耶稣的人啊。
And that's why we have to sound our trumpets today and warn these people that these trumpets are coming to the inhabitants of earth.
如果我们不传警告啊。
Because if we do not warn them,
真的，这个灾祸很大。
And truly, these disasters are terrible.
如果我们不传警告啊，
if we do not warn them,
其实神也要找我们算账的啦。
God will also hold us accountable.
我们看以西结书三章十七节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17.
所以我们在末世哦，不只是天使要吹号，我们也要吹号。
So in the end times, not only will the angels sound their trumpets, but we also have to sound the trumpets.
我们不要只把工作留给天使做而已啊。
We do not leave the work solely for the angels to do.
我们其实看以西结书三章十七节到十九节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 to 19.
三章十七节到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19.
人子啊，我立你做以色列家所望的人，所以你要听我口中的话。替我警戒他们十八节。
18.
我何时指着恶人说他必要死？你若不警戒他，也不劝诫他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他上命的罪。十九节。
19.
倘若警戒恶人，他能不回转离开罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中。你却救了自己脱离了罪。神。这个跟警告以西结说，真的，你已经被立了做守望的人了。
And here, God warned, told Ezekiel that he has to.
He has 守望 He has been set up as the watchman.、Yeah.
He has been set as the watchman.
啊，所以你要传警告啊。
So that's why he has to send the warning.
啊，你不传警告，他们将来死了哦，你要负责的。
And because if he does not send a warning and if these people die, he will be held accountable.
你传警告，他们不回头，那是他们家的事。
And if they do not turn after you gave them the warning, that is their own business.
所以保罗说，我不传就有祸啦。
That's why Paul said, "Woe is me if I do not preach."
弟兄姐妹们，当我们了解到圣经这样的一个教训呢，我们真的要负起这样的责任呢。
And if we understand, if we truly understand these ten teachings, let's take up this responsibility.
你忍心看我们周围那些好朋友三种祸临到他们身上吗？
Do we have the heart to watch all our friends and family have these three terrible woes come upon them?
我们要跟他们传警告，我们跟他们说什么呢？
So when we when we warn them, what do we say?
真的，把他们指出圣经跟这个时代所应验的地方，跟要继续应验的部分呢？
That we tell them the many signs that the of the Bible that has come true.
真的，如果你从 Google 上面去 research 一些文章啊。
And truly, if we do our research on Google,
你会知道世界的形态真的跟着圣经在走。
That the ways of the world are traveling as what is recorded in the Bible.
所记载的，圣经很多了哦。
And the Bible records a lot.
我们要跟他们讲，不要等到晚到下来啊，晚到下来就来不及了。
We have to warn them that not to wait for the very end because at that time it may be too late.
你知道吗？在旧约里面啊，圣经上常讲他的愤怒是用酒杯啊，神愤怒的酒杯啊，来谈到神的愤怒啊。
And God, and in the Bible, God often refers to his cup of wrath.
那到末世啊，那个杯太小了，没有办法盛啊，神的愤怒啊，盛不住了。
And in the end times, the cup is too small to hold the wrath of God.
所以到新约里面来，他说碗啊，这是神愤怒的大碗，不是愤怒的酒杯而已啊。
That's why in the New Testament now is now the bowl of wrath.
这个真的碗一下来哈，地基要吹碗一下来，大概就没有机会再得到福音了，因为碗就是祸患的来临啊。
Because when these bowls are poured and the seventh trumpet sounds, then at that time.It's too late to turn back.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
我们看十五章，启示录十五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 15.
十五章第七节第八节。
Revelation chapter 15 verses 7 to 8.
十五章七节八节。
Verse 7 to 8.
四活物中有一个把盛满了活十五章七节八节哈。
Verse 7 and 8.
盛满了活到永远。永永远远之神大怒的七个金丸给了那七位天使第八节因神的荣耀和能力充满了充满了因神的荣耀和能力殿中充满的烟于是没有人能以进殿直到那七位天使所降的七灾完毕您知道吗在降七灾的这个时间啊殿中充满的烟啊
And here, during these seven plagues, the temple was filled with smoke.
这个时候充满了烟，这个烟代表着是神的荣耀跟能力。
And the smoke represents the power and glory of God.
这个时候呢，教会已经到了一种非常完美的境界了。
And this time, the church has already become a very perfect.
就像启示录所说的，新妇已经装饰已经整齐了。
That the bride has been fully prepared.
说实话，现在教会还没有完全呢。
And truly, the church is not perfect today.
我们看到教会弟兄姐妹还是有一些缺点呢。
We see many weaknesses in brothers and sisters.
但是有一天在经过大灾难的时候啊，你发觉到弟兄姐妹的灵性越来越好。
But when we come across more and more disasters, the spirituality of brothers and sisters will become stronger.
不好的通通被魔鬼抓走了啦。
Because those who are not well will be taken away by the devil.
大灾难当中，很多人真的会躲到神的这个。神的殿里面来
Because when the great disasters come, more and more people will flee closer and closer to God's temple.
在有一段时间里面呢，真的没有人有办法可以再进教会了。
And there will be one time when no one can enter the temple.
直到那个七个碗倒完了，这个就是在这段期间呢，没有人，这个是期间的殿都是充满了烟云了。
And during this time, the temple is filled with smoke, and it's not until after these seven bowls are poured out.
所以我们要跟他们诉说这个情形会来临。
And we have to tell them that these are the signs that are to come.
你在吹号的时间不赶快信耶稣，将来有一天会来不及哦。
That if we do not take the opportunity to believe today, one day it will be too late.
所以启示录讲说，不义的就会让他不义了，不管了啦。
That's why.
不义的、啊、那些不义的 unrighteous, let them become unrighteous.
That's why the Bible says that the unrighteous become unrighteous.
啊，你不用管他的啦。
Because we do not, we cannot care for them.
没有传福音，也没有访问了。
That we do no longer preach to them, we no longer visit them.
所以真的要劝我们的朋友啊，在这个时间来之前啊，赶快买一个保险啊。
That's why we have to persuade our friends that let them invest in this insurance today.
我们看启示录第三章十七节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
这个神劝我们要跟他买哦，这个就好像买保险一样了。
And this is, and here God encourages us to buy, like, as if buying insurance.
启示录三章十七节、十八节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
你说我是富足了，三章十七节、十八节。
Verse 17.
已经发财了，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、刺身的。十八节。
18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你刺身的肉羞耻。不显露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。所以我们要劝他们跟神买。
So we have to persuade or sell to them to buy from God.
你要买神要给你的恩惠。
We have to buy the grace that is given by God.
让我们穿上白衣，让我们不再羞耻。
That we have to so that we can wear a white robe and no longer have shame.
让我们看清楚，这个世界有一天要过去。
So that we may have the vision that one day this world will pass away.
我们眼睛就可以看见什么是有价值的，什么是没有价值的。
So that our eyes can see what is the most valuable and what is not valuable.
在这个时代，大家都要买保险呢。
In these days, everyone is buying insurance.
我最近买了一辆车。
And recently, I bought a car.
买给我女儿开。
As for my daughter to drive.
你如果不买保险，根本就没办法，根本就没办法过户啊。
And if we do not buy insurance, we cannot even register.
没办法过户哈，没办法变成你的啊，没办法去DMV登记啊。
And if we do not have insurance, we cannot register our car.
这个世界啊，我们很多事情啊，都要想到保险了。
And in these times, we often emphasize insurance.
真的，世界上这么多的预言都快快实现了。怎么还不赶快买保险呢？
Because we see that there's so many signs occurring in our lives today. Why do we still hold back from buying?
更何况啊，这个世界真的有个人的末日。
And truly, everyone has their own end time.
你真的不晓得主耶稣什么时候要来。
We do not know when Lord Jesus will come.
也不晓得我们什么时候要离开这个世界。
We do not know when we ourselves will leave.
所以你仔细看哦，他们吹号怎么吹啊？
So let's study how they blow their trumpets.
我们刚刚一直读他的一个字就是大声吹啊。
Then if we study, if we look in the past verses, they all blew their trumpets.
我们再把这些读一次哦，注意那个大声吹的字眼哦。
And they blew out loud.
我们看民数记十章第九节再读一次。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 10.
十章第九节。
Numbers chapter 10.
十章第九节。
Numbers chapter 10.
你们在自己的地以欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声啊，便在主你们的神面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救脱离仇敌。所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们要大声吹了哦。
So we have to sound the alarm with trumpets.
所以不只是天使要吹啊。
This does not just refer to angels.
我们要吹啦。
But we ourselves have to sound the alarm.
在这个时代，末世啊，吹响末世的号筒。
And that we may sound the alarms of the end times.
让更多人来信耶稣啊。
So that more people may come to believe.
我们在人世间生活啊，真的要带字号跟着我们。
And when we live in this world, we truly have to carry the trumpet around with us everywhere.
我可能跟大家讲过，我这次去加纳最大的一个感受之一就是，我的同工啊，他真的是很懂得吹号。
And one of, and I probably mentioned this before, but one of my greatest
one of my coworker in Ghana.
One of the deep impressions I had of my travels in Ghana was that my coworker had a great trumpet.
他无论坐到哪辆计程车司机，他都要跟计程车司机，那个开车的人传福音呢。
And no matter every time he sat in a taxi, he would start preaching to the taxi driver.
我们两个最后要离开加纳到机场。
And at the end, we were about to leave Ghana to the airport.
他说他有事要去看一看这个店在卖什么。
He said that he had some things to do and wanted to go to a store.
回来的时候跟我报告说，其实他是去跟那个店员传福音的。
And later, when he came back, he said he revealed to me that he actually wanted to preach to the store manager.
我说他的脚中是穿着福音的鞋。
And truly, his feet are fitted with the gospel.
今天我们要有这样的一个使命感呢。
And today we also should have the same commission.
我们旁边的人的灵魂是我们的责任。
That the souls next to us are our responsibility.
所以要吹响末世的号筒。
So let us sound the trumpet of the end days.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
208首。
Let us sing hymn 208.